The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am determined. This is going to sound very strange.
Okay.
I am determined to not cry during this break. And that may come off as weird. I have cried so much in the last... I don't even know how many days it is now. I feel very close. This is... Okay, I don't even know where to start. Aaron, I feel incredibly close to you right now because we've shared something hard.
Yeah.
And I have so many questions that I'm going to ask you in the next few days because I'm like... I mentioned on the show recently that my father wasn't feeling well. I made a mistake when I did that, by the way.
Not a mistake.
Well, I did because we had... My father finally was okay talking about the fact that he's sick, right? And he didn't want any of his family to know. And then one of his sisters called him and he was kind of out of it and he hung up on her. And then she was like, what the hell is going on? And then she alerted everybody and then his family knew and he was like, okay with us talking about it. And then we had our family meeting on the show. And I came clean. I don't know why this sounds incredibly cruel to say, but I effed up because my mom's side of the family hadn't been told.
But you weren't aware of that. So like, don't beat yourself up over it.
I know. But then after we did that on the air, then I was getting a lot of texts from cousins and stuff. And I was like, oh my God. I mean, obviously he's a major figure to not just the people who share his last name, but everyone. That was only a week ago when we talked about that.
Yeah, it was.
Does this sentence get any easier?
No. It does. It just takes time.
My father passed away on Thursday. I don't even know what to say about it other than dang it.
It's okay.
I'm not saying anybody who does end of life pain management is weak by what I'm about to say. I swear to God, I'm not saying that. My father was so anti-pain medicine that he passed without a drop of opioids ever in his body. And we could not, like to this moment, I can't believe it.
Wow.
He just quit. So that's why there have been some older shows played recently. And it's going to happen a couple more times while we lay him to rest. And then that's it. So every time I have to say out loud that he's not here anymore, I just don't. How does that?
It sucks.
Yeah, and he had gotten sick, and you had said that he had not doing well, and then it seemed like it was very sudden too. I mean, and not like you're ever prepared, I guess, but
he just was. He had been sick for a while, but not sick. I mean, he was sick inside. He had cancer, and then it started to become obvious it had moved to other places, and then when we confirmed it had moved to other places, it took him no time. I mean, I don't even know why I'm saying this stuff, and I hope my brothers aren't mad at me for saying this, but it's like, I'm so proud of the way he,
how
he did it.
How strong he was throughout all of it, and then, you know,
and then
when
he just stopped being strong.
And yeah, and that's okay. Quit. He said I was tired, and that's okay.
And I hope my brothers will forgive me, but last Wednesday, we were supposed to do a show. We'd done a show on Tuesday, and I was trying to do a show on Wednesday. And then he had kind of a rough day, and he'd had a lot of rough days. So I was like, something told me I had to go up. And you guys took care of the show on Wednesday for us, and thank you. And that was the last time I saw him. And they moved a hospital bed in on Tuesday night, and they took it out on Thursday morning. But I will tell you, he laid in that hospital bed and was comfortable for the first time in a long time. And I watched him lay there, and he was stretching his arm out, and I don't know what he was reaching for.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he got a hold of it.
Yeah.
So, when I say I'm not going to cry about it, I don't mean any disrespect to him. I've just cried so much. And it's like, if you knew my dad, he would be so pissed right now.
All I've ever heard about your dad is just how tough he was, in a good way.
So tough. Like, he's a farm kid and he built houses. So he would be so mad right now, but
I think he'd be proud.
That's that's the other thing about him. He wasn't very demonstrative in that regard, but the last month or so, he definitely was.
Yeah.
And said all the things I'd waited my whole life to hear.
Wow.
So, we'll get back to being funny again, I promise. Mm-hmm. But just give us a little grace if we're not. In about a week, everything, so...
You can't put a timeline on it.
No, but I'm saying in a week, my obligations, and they're not obligations.
Oh, okay.
The things that we have to do that make this the final thing will be over. And then we'll begin the healing, mm-hmm. I guess. So thank you to you two for keeping the show going. And thank you to the listeners for having grace with us. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Lou.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.